God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Carla, what's going on today?
I'm having a problem with my ex-husband, Jeffrey. It's his weekend to take the kids, but it's Mother's Day. So obviously, I want my children on Mother's Day, but he thinks he should be allowed to have them with their stepmom. And I'm like, wait a second. Mother's Day, I'm their mother. They should be with me.
Right. What's the normal situation? Like, what would you normally have them on this weekend?
So, you know, we're actually normally pretty good with splitting up the custody, and we'll work with each other's schedules. But for some reason, he thinks that Mother's Day would be cool with their stepmom. And I'm like, whoa, I'm their real mom.
Well, typically, I mean, are you agreeable to things when he has things that he wants to do? I mean, you said that it's his weekend, definitely, but...
Yeah, we try to work with each other if it's like a special thing or if one of us is going out of town or whatever. I just think he's really being unfair right now. He's trying to do something nice for his new wife, and I don't think this is cool at all.
All right, hold on. Let's call Jeffrey, Carla. Okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Jeffrey?
Yes?
Hey, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
We're good, man. Want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your ex who tells us that you have plans to keep the kids on Mother's Day weekend. She acknowledges it's your weekend, but she thinks that the kids should be with her because she's their mother, obviously. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, it is my weekend, and she's had them for Mother's Day every week since we've been divorced. And since my youngest was 2 years old, they've known my wife, and they realize that, you know, she's their stepmother. And I just think it would be nice for just one Mother's Day that my wife gets to, you know, spend a Mother's Day with her stepchildren.
Wait, hold on. How long have you been married to your new wife?
10 years.
Oh. 10 years?
Yes.
Oh.
I wouldn't call her my new wife.
Oh, yeah. All right. No, I'm sorry. I thought that she was relatively new in the picture.
No. We've been married for 10 years since my youngest was 2.
Okay.
And every other year, the kids have spent the holidays with Carla.
Right. So I thought it would be nice, you know, so I made some arrangements to go up to Boston for the weekend. I thought it would be nice. And just to be fair, lay it out there, I have not had the kids for Father's Day every year. When it lands on Father's Day and it's her weekend, she has them.
Wait a second. No, Jeffrey, that's not true. You always have them for Father's Day.
I didn't have them last year because they had soccer practice, and you said I can't have them because that's
and
more important.
And you were going out of town. That was your fault.
And this is just one time that I just wanted to do something special to have them on Mother's Day.
Well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Jeffrey. If it's your weekend and your wife or stepmother is a mom to them, too, then there's nothing wrong with that. Carla, it stinks, but you have to kind of swallow that pill. But they may see your side. They're your baby. And even though they're a little bit older, you still want them with you on that special day. Jeffrey, if our audience goes in that favor, will you be a little bit lenient and let her have them?
Sure, I'll go along with that.
And Carla, if they go on Jeffrey's side, you got to back off, okay?
I would think that people are going to agree with me, so yeah, I'll go along with it.
Okay.
Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Complicated Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning. Yeah. So Jeffrey and Carla are exes, and it's this weekend is Jeffrey's time with the kids,
right.
You know, according to the rules.
The custody agreement.
Exactly.
Correct.
But it's Mother's Day, so Carla wants the kids. He says that he would like to take the kids to Boston with their stepmom, who's been part of their life for a long time.
10 years.
Yeah, just, you know, also a mom. What do you think? Is she right to say, no, I want the kids because they're my biological kids, even though stepmom has been involved this whole time and it's technically their weekend?
Couple important things to note here. I think that, you know, the stepmom is not asking for this. The husband is looking to do this as part of that with, you know, for something special for her. Also, you know, he pointed out the fact that he didn't have the kids last Father's Day because she felt that their, you know, school activities were more important than seeing their father. So, you know, is there a compromise available? I'm not sure.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on mom's side. I have the same situation, and dad always gives me Mother's Day. He's married. My daughter has a stepmom. I get the day, and stepmom gets the morning. But I think it's unacceptable that he takes the whole weekend.
Yeah, I like the idea of splitting the day. You know, mom, breakfast with one mom and the rest of the day with another.
Sure. You know, when kids are 10 years old, you can't really put them in the position where they have to take a boat or something like that. Obviously, if he's talking about going overnight to Boston, then splitting the day isn't really going to work. But, you know, it's all about balance, right?
And it stinks if they know now that they are supposed to go away, because then it's like, oh, mom wouldn't let us go to Boston. You know, that stinks.
There's kind of no winner there, right? Yeah.
What do you think? Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. We're going to get to the Honda of Westport Couples Court in just a second, but we're wrapping up Star of the State and Sonia today, and how we're going to wrap it up every Friday is we're going to have producer Christian somewhere in that city giving away free coffee.
Mm-hmm. He's over at Dunkin' Donuts on Pershing Drive. He's ready to start buying you coffee. I guess now he's in position already. We'll check in with him in a minute, but 8 to 9 officially until the cash runs out anyway.
That's right. So go find producer Christian. He'll have a Star 99.9 shirt on and just say, hey, buy me coffee, and he will. So again, that's happening in Ansonia today, Pershing Drive, that Dunkin' Donuts. But in the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Carla and Jeffrey, their ex-husband, ex-wife, and even though it's technically Jeffrey's weekend to have the children, Carla would like the kids because it's Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. He says, well, I was going to take the children and their stepmother, who's been part of their life for a long time, to Boston for the weekend.
Sure.
And Carla is not on board with that. She's like, yeah, but they're my kids. You can't do that.
Yeah, I get what she's saying. I mean, I don't really care for her tone in it. The stepmother's been the stepmother for 10 years. That's quite a long time. That's a big part of your children's life, no question about it. And he seemed pretty gracious in the fact that he asked. But in the end, is that going to be able to beat DNA? I'm not sure.
Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Mom gave birth to the children. They're her kids. I mean, she could share the day, like maybe spend some time with them in the morning and then let them maybe spend some time at night, but it's Mother's Day and she mothered them.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
All right, it's a little complicated this morning, but it's not cut and dry. I'm sort of on the father's side because, you know, he's been with this woman for 10 years. The kids know her. She's their stepmother. So, you know, I think that maybe they could go to breakfast with her and then spend the day with the mother. But it sort of seems like they're being mean because he's going to take them away for the whole weekend so they can't even see the mother for lunch or something.
Yeah, but if it's this weekend, wasn't he allowed to plan whatever he wants? Things get tough.
Right. I mean, how are you supposed to make plans if you don't have that kind of lateral ability to do so?
Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the mother's side. I feel like a time with your mother is very valuable because what if something happens to that mother and you don't spend that specific day with your mother that you're supposed to have? It is not the stepmom's day, it's Mother's Day.
That is something a mom would say, including myself.
So you're saying a cataclysmic car accident on the way home or a heart attack or something like that is going to happen because they do not spend the day with their mom?
That's how I think also.
That is correct. You guys are nuts. You, both of you are nuts.
Amen.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Carla, our audience agreed with you this year. Jeffrey, people just felt like they're her kids and it means a lot to her. And, you know, you sound like a great guy. So we're hoping that you'll just be a little bit lenient and take your wife to a beautiful weekend in Boston, but leave the kids behind.
I guess I'll have to go along with it. I thought that I had a good argument here, but I mean, if that's what the consensus is, I guess I'll have to do that.
Carla, I hope you're not being petty. I hope you're doing this for all the right reasons and not just to...
No, I'm excited. Listen, it's my kids. I'm their mom. It's Mother's Day. Enough said.
Okay.
All right. Well, if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.
If you missed any of our podcasts with Honda of Westport Couples Courts this week, you can always catch up at star999.com. Just search Anna and Raven.
Or you could also subscribe to our iTunes channel. Search Anna and Raven, and you'll never miss any of the shows.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.